The secret to well-being is discovering the power that is your birthright, the power to create a happier, healthier life, drawn from our own vast internal resources. Join Jules and her guests as they gently guide you to shift your perspective from the familiar negative to the divinely connected, a place that will not only positively impact your world, but possibly shift the planet. It's all right here on Law of Attraction Talk Radio.
Well, welcome to Law of Attraction Talk Radio. I'm Jules from beautiful Southern California. Thanks for joining me tonight because we are talking about the importance of understanding emotions. I've asked Rebecca Hansen of Law of Attraction Training Center and LOA Certified Radio Show right here on this network to join me tonight to delve into the most complicated energy of them all, the understanding of our emotions. I think you will agree that it's vital to understand and adjust our emotions to make a difference in how and what we are attracting to us. So yes, emotions are incredibly important, and Rebecca has got it down to a T. For those of you who are not driving while listening to the show tonight, you can go to lawofattractiontrainingcenter.com and download the T tool and the newly condensed emotional scales right from that site so that you can follow along with us. It's under LOA Resources. So sit back, relax, and tune your emotional mind in as we find the courage to dive right into our emotions. We'll be right back after these short words.
You're listening to Law of Attraction Radio Network, enhancing the well-being of millions of listeners worldwide. LOARadionetwork.com is heard through 25 different internet radio stations, as well as iTunes Radio, Stitcher.com, and our mobile apps. The Law of Attraction Radio Network, your trusted source of daily inspiration at LOARadionetwork.com. Need help realizing your dreams? As a hypnotherapist specializing in the Law of Attraction, Jules Johnson can help you to break through your critical mind into your manifested dream. Get started today by going to lawofattractiontools.com. Set up a personal Skype video or phone session. Law of Attraction Tools is there to help you turn your desires into reality. That's lawofattractiontools.com.
And we are back. Okay, my wonderful friends, I have got a brand new cruise that will literally knock your socks off. We are having the phenomenal energy healer and energy shifter, Eric Altman, for the Ultimate Energy Cruise going out of the Port of Los Angeles on October 4th, 2013. This is only a 3-day Southern California cruise down to Ensenada, and it's going to be the most incredible cruise ever. Now, just to remind you of who Eric is, he was born with the ability to see the density of energy around people and animals. Very early in life, certain institutions discovered Eric's talent and taught him how to do remote viewing for the purposes of accurately seeing objects in other locations thousands of miles from him. Eric has worked with calming the energies in highly volatile countries to bring about well-being in certain areas. Known for reversing cancer and life-threatening diseases, Eric assists those in healing themselves through the alignment of the emotions with the heart's intelligence. Here are just some of the things that Eric will be teaching us and helping us to achieve energetically on this very special 3-day cruise. The first thing he's going to do is help declog and activate the pineal gland to bring greater clarity and intuitiveness with our ability to communicate with the spiritual realm or universal energy. This will actually help us to make the right decisions based on our connection to our higher self. We will be able to recognize these opportunities and miracles that have eluded us in the past. And the second thing he's going to be helping us to achieve is to release past emotions that are stuck in the cellular memory that brings us out of alignment with the mind-body connection. This is going to keep our cells happy and well-energized, releasing all need for illness in our lives. One of the great benefits to this is that we will feel more energetic to simply enjoy everything. And the third thing, which I think is so fascinating, he is going to help us to remove the conditioning from previous generations, our ancestors, to change our perceptions of life in regards to relationships, financial well-being, and health. Finally, we're going to be free of our ancestral restrictions passed down to us through our DNA. With this, we can see life differently from new understanding and new perceptions. It's like we're totally reborn. Yes, this is the ultimate energy cruise that will improve all areas of our life, love, money, health, and relationships. I'm so excited about this. So join me as we do this phenomenal cruise that will radically change your life immediately. 3 intensive days with Eric Altman. Come meet him, meet me, and let's change our lives. And don't forget the iLivingApp.com/LOA Radio Network. More and more people are starting to make an income from this as we are reaching our goal of $2,500 per month. Remember, the very act of dreaming, what it means to have an extra $2,500 per month in our life is being picked up energetically by this magnificent universe. Taking an action step to become a part of this is setting your intention in stone. Now, to get your intention flowing faster, all you need to do is assist someone who is in need of 100 or 200 or even 500 per month to receive another stream of income. Bring them into iLiving app under your membership. When you help another, you are speeding everything up for yourself. It's how the universe works. So join up today and connect with us in helping others. I also wanted to let you know that I have a brand new hypnotherapy program called Millionaire Mindset. And this is where we totally change your perceptions about money with 5 private and personal hypnosis sessions. It really works, and my local clients are loving it. So if you're interested in learning more about the Millionaire Mindset Hypnosis Program, just contact me directly at jules@loaradionetwork.com, and let's get to work on bringing success your way immediately. Now let's get on with tonight's show. Rebecca Hansen, it's fabulous. She is a 20-year veteran of the Law of Attraction and founder of Law of Attraction Training Center. She is also a magnificent life coach where she helps people to take control of their emotions in order to attract what they want to themselves. She is also the host of LOA Certified Radio Show on this network. And I am so, so honored to have her here with me tonight. Welcome, Rebecca, to Law of Attraction Talk Radio. It has been too long since you were last on.
It has been way too long, Jules. Thank you for inviting me.
My pleasure. But I am hearing from people that they absolutely adore your show, LOA Certified, and that's where you're sharing all of your wisdom with the world, and they are very much appreciating what you are delivering.
Oh, thank you, Jules. You know, it's been a long road to get to this place. I didn't get here last week, you know. It does take time. You have to have patience and determination.
How long have you been doing all this?
Well, I've been learning and applying the Law of Attraction for closer to 20 years, 15 to 20 years. And I've had the Law of Attraction Training Center since 2003.
Wow.
So this is our 10th anniversary. And I must say, the teachings that we've been giving, they seem to somehow get deeper and deeper and deeper. And it's wonderful because it's like an endless playground here.
That is so true. It's totally expanding from the place that it all started years and years ago, even from the 1800s. We are expanding to a different level, and it's fantastic.
It's a wonderful trip. It's pretty high, too. Some days I'm just flying so high. I think I don't need drugs. I am enjoying everything that comes into my life. And those things that I maybe don't usually enjoy, I look for a lesson and I look for something good and I transform it into something wonderful. And that's what I'm enjoying helping people do right now on the LOA Certified Radio Show, is showing you, demonstrating, and my students and graduates have been just wonderful. They will volunteer on a very difficult subject that they have transformed into something positive. Like one gal, Lorianne, she underwent severe bullying when she was a child, verbal and physical bullying. And she grew up not knowing how to express it or how to handle it. Once she started our training course, though, all that began to change, and she began to soften and want to find a higher vibration from which to view all those events. And so I've actually interviewed her 3 times. She hasn't been on the show 3 times yet, but they're in the queue. So, you know, to have someone who's come from something that demeaning and that derogatory into the loving, wonderful, uplifting person that she is today, nothing short of a miracle.
And would you say that in order to accomplish that feat, that you have to look back and seeing those traumatic events as being blessings in your life, where it really did something to help you mature into the person that you are today?
Well, if that's true. I mean, if you have grown, if you can look back. But what happens, I mean, there were some things that happened to me that I held on to for 20 to 25 years. Mm-hmm. And if I began to talk about those experiences, I actually recreated them from just telling that story. So how do you get past that hurt and that pain and the telling of the story to a place where you can feel positive, and then from that positive state actually have a plan of how to get a new perspective? I have a little illustration that's very powerful about getting a new or a higher perspective. Do you mind if I share that right now?
That'd be great.
Okay, so imagine a tennis game is going on. You know, they're batting the ball across the court and over the net and over the net. And all of a sudden, the ball lands either on the line or just barely in or barely out. So the two tennis players are arguing, it was in, it was out, it was in, it was out. Finally, they turn to the referee, who's sitting a little bit higher on the chair, right? The referee for a tennis match,
right?
Or the official. And the official calls it, oh, that was in. But just imagine now that the official is in a hot air balloon, like in that basket under a hot air balloon. And now he's being lifted up so that he's even higher. And he says, oh, there are like 3 or 4 matches going on. I didn't realize that. I was so focused on this one match. I was just focused on where that ball hit. I didn't realize it. And then he goes a little bit higher and he says, oh, what lovely mountains are over there. I didn't realize those mountains were so beautiful, but from this perspective, they really are. And then the hot air balloon takes him higher and higher, and pretty soon he says, tennis game? What tennis game? You should see the earth from here.
Yeah.
So this is how it is with us. When we're the players on the tennis court, when something happens in our life that we don't like, or we didn't expect, or we lose something that we thought was a forever something or someone, we are like those players. And we're trying to defend ourselves, we're being angry because we weren't heard, you know. But if we can ask for and receive a higher or different perspective. So sometimes my students tell me, I just imagine that I'm in that hot air balloon and I'm letting it take me up that emotional scale.
So are you saying to just disregard the past and then look at something else?
We never disregard it. We never disregard it. We say, this is what's happened. But in order to lift ourselves higher into a better feeling place, we need a different perspective.
Mm-hmm.
If we maintain only the perspective that we've had, then that's all we can recreate. So if we can we look at that condensed emotional scale, okay? So we've been providing the public with two very powerful tools. One we call the T-tool. And on that T-tool, we actually list all the negative things that are coming to our mind that we've maybe tried to push down into our subconscious mind. But we get it out in the open and examine it briefly with the intention, okay, two keywords, examine it briefly with the intention of transforming that into something positive. Then we go to the emotional scale to acknowledge which row the feeling is on. So just give me an example, Jules, just something that either you've heard about recently or someone's asked you about, or maybe in your own life, just something that you don't quite understand how that fits on the emotional scale.
Oh, I should know this because I have a lot of clients that come to me and they have buried what has in their past and not truly understand that a lot of their pain today stems from that past. So if there is a lot of anger and they are angry towards other people, where would that be on the scale?
Okay. So once you've printed out the new condensed law of attraction emotional scale, used to have twice as many words on here, but I decided to condense it so it'd be easier to find these things. You look for the word anger on the emotional scale, and it resides on line 8, okay? So in the T-tool, the left-hand column, we write down all the words that are associated with a specific event, okay? So I just wrote anger, and it resides on row 8. I write the number 8 just above anger, or right beside anger, and I put a box around it. This is going to sound silly maybe, but it's not. And if you're driving the car right now, just listen. Don't try to do anything while you're driving. Keep your eye on the road. But what we're doing here, because emotions are formless, right?
Mm-hmm.
We can't see them. But by assigning them to the proper row that they belong, by writing it down, line 8, and by even putting a square box around it, we are giving a form to anger. We're actually helping to concretize. I don't know if that's a real word, but it fits in here.
Solidify that.
Hey, there's a good one. I gotta write that one down because I keep saying concretize, like make it more concrete, okay?
Right.
So it's not so nebulous. Okay, so we've got anger. Let's look at another word that might go. The anger may be stemming from an event of trauma. Okay, so write the word trauma. We're doing a little T-tool, just a short one here. And find the word trauma. It is on line 13 at the bottom of the list. Okay, so instead of telling the whole story and getting it all going again, what we do is we say, I had trauma when I was a child. We might even say somebody abused me sexually or someone abused me emotionally, okay? But we're dealing with the emotions that are being broadcast out into the universe. We're dealing with them. We're getting them out in the open. We're solidifying them. Okay, so what's another thing that they complain about? That they were helpless? Is that another?
Yeah, basically it all stems from fear, right? Isn't that the number one negative emotion that, am I?
Actually, I'm not sure what you mean by the number one emotion. Like behind anger, there's usually some fear, but where does the fear stem from? So you look at the various aspects of something. So maybe I'm not catching on to what you want to say here, Jill.
Oh, well, I just thought that there's really two emotions that all the emotions stem from, love and fear. And everything really stems from those and grows from those at the very core.
That may be true. I just am not quite coming from that place because okay. I see that there's a lot of unexpressed emotions. Like
right.
there's grief.
That's true.
There's grief. Even mm-hmm. anxiety is a negative emotion. But mm-hmm. it's not as devastating as what all the emotions we have on line 13, like powerless, hopelessness, loneliness, mm-hmm. trauma, victim, shock, helpless. Mm-hmm. All those are really much lower than just anger because on the emotional scale, anger is actually on line 8.
Interesting.
Yeah. So, and also on line 8 are some other things that we don't look for, like procrastination.
Uh-huh.
Indecisiveness. Discouragement is on line 8.
Right.
So when, go ahead. You wanted to ask something.
No. Keep going. It's fascinating.
Okay. So between lines 6 and 7, I've written in what we now call the emotional poverty line. Okay, you know what a financial poverty line is? That's when the government gives you statistics that anyone whose income is less than a certain amount is in a financial poverty state.
Right.
Well, anyone who is living in these lower emotions, anything below that emotional poverty line, is attracting more negativity into their life.
Hmm.
So in order to get out of it, they need to examine what it's been, use courage to examine it briefly and with the intention of maybe you want to call it healing or transforming or just changing the perspective. But if you look on line 6, the first line above that poverty line, the first word is courage. How many people do you know are in financial difficulty right now because they lack the courage to examine all their financial aspects?
Because they lack
courage.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're in fear and they're panicking and, you know, the debt is getting higher and higher. They lack the courage to examine, all right, what do I need each month to live on? How can I consolidate my debts? What can I do differently so that I don't keep running the tab up? Mm-hmm. It takes a lot of courage to examine something. It takes courage to examine what the negative feeling that you've held on to and nursed as a grudge maybe. It takes courage to say, you know what, I've held a grudge against that person for what they did to me 20-some years ago. And a grudge is holding my vibration down. No wonder I can't attract the business that I want. No wonder I can't attract a positive relationship. I am letting anger and hatred and resentment rule in my life. Hey, resentment is on line 10. Do you see that? Judgmentalism, apathy, stuck, resentment. So how can you expect to attract more clients to your business or more customers to your business if you are holding on to resentment. Okay? So, go ahead.
Well, are you saying that that if you're not getting clients, then you're holding on, that there is some blocks that maybe you're not even knowing about?
There could be. There very well could be. Why aren't you getting it? Is the law of attraction at work all the time, or is it not? Does it work for some people and not for others?
No, it's for everybody.
So if you wonder why certain things are showing up in your life, here's what I would suggest people do. Taking the emotional scale and the T-tool, write down 3 negative feelings or thoughts that you have, and instead of feeling helpless, how would you like to feel? You got to reach up to line 6. Well, I'd like to feel empowered. So you write down empowered. Instead of recalling the trauma, how would you like to look at your life? Well, I'd like to look at it with more neutrality. Neutrality's on line 5, which is a higher vibration. So instead of trauma, which develops more trauma, try to have a more neutral way of telling what happened to you. Okay, so neutrality is on line 5, empowerment's on line 6. And instead of anger, what if you just had acceptance that that's what happened? More neutral acceptance. Acceptance is on line 4. So, on paper here, we have gone from anger at line 8 to acceptance on line 4. We've gone from trauma on line 13 and made as our goal neutrality, which is on line 5. We've gone from helplessness at the bottom of the scale of 13 into line 6 to empower ourselves. Then what I ask people to do is put a big X through the negative side and write no visiting. No visiting on that side. Fold the paper in half and keep your eyes on the words that you have written down in the right-hand column. So this is how we transform it. It's not me giving a magic pill to somebody. It's honestly acknowledging what happened, assigning a number to it, determining where you want to be, and then doing it. So anytime I start into a negative story, I stop myself and remember, I want to tell this story in a more neutral way. So you say to the person you were talking to, just a minute, take a breath. You know, when I was a child, I did receive some kind of abuse like that. We take that negativity. You know, there's juice in that negativity. I find that people love telling their story. And they get a lot of negative energy off of it. In fact, they create their whole identity around it. Well, if I'm not the person who was bullied, who am I? Good question. Who do you want to be? If you want to be something different, then you've got to let that child who was bullied, you have to put that story into a different context. Okay, now I'm injecting another word which helps people. Before I used an up and down perspective, you know, going up higher, higher, higher. Okay, so now a context is like what surrounds you. Okay, so right now I'm speaking to you from the context of my office. Okay, to give a bigger context, I have to explain to you that my office is in a building across the street from the ocean. A larger context would tell you that one of my views is of many, many sailing ships at the marina. A larger context would be I'm speaking to you from an island off of Western Canada. a bigger context. Do you see what I'm doing? I'm enlarging the context. But if your whole life and if your whole world is wrapped up in a story of what happened to you as a child or a young adult or even an older adult, if your whole life is wrapped around it, you don't have a very big context.
Mm-hmm.
We want to help you have a much larger context from which to live your life. That's too small. That's too narrow. You're stuck being that little traumatized child.
Mm-hmm. Now, some people are just refusing to sit down and acknowledge some of the stuff that's happened to them in their past. They'd rather just ignore it, even though I believe it remains in the cells, and it may manifest in illness or whatever because they haven't addressed it. But there are those, especially men, God bless their souls, who would love to just focus on obtaining their goals and disregarding. You know, it's kind of like Tiger Woods hitting and focusing on the ball and the target.
Yes.
And hitting and reaching his desired outcome, which is to get that ball in the hole. But as we have seen, Tiger Woods also went through a very desperate place of not being able to win because he couldn't address those past issues.
Yes, he was also ignoring what he was doing in the moment with other people when he was hitting that ball. So there's a man that kept his context so small that it finally caught up with him. But, you know, if there's a man that says, I just want to focus on my goal, I say, fine, how's it working for you?
And it could work out, and that's the way he's supposed to do it.
Exactly. So for some people, a smaller context like that is all they want, and so you just help them attain that small context of attaining that goal.
So the bottom line is, really what's important is for that person to shift into a place where they're feeling good about living their life.
That's right. So let's look where that is on the emotional scale. Line 5, that's the best place for someone to live if, you know, if they have their eye on the goal, because you need positive expectation.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? When we have a positive expectation, when we believe that what we're doing is possible, when we have trust in the universe, see, I'm naming all the words on line 5. When we have trust in this universal law, the law of attraction, when we have confidence. Now, I want to point out something else that's on these words. It's a superscript number. Okay, so do you see where positive expectation has a superscript of 250?
Mm-hmm.
The superscript numbers on these emotions were calibrated by Dr. David Hawkins, a very notable spiritual and scientific man. And he calibrated levels of consciousness. So if you notice the superscript at the bottom of our scale, where it's powerless and hopeless, it's only around 10 to 20 out of 1,000. Starting at line 6, courage is superscript 200. The superscripts are not just simply common math. They are exponential power. So courage is, compared to something lower on the scale, it is 200 times itself, that much more powerful. Okay, so let's say a man has a positive expectation, belief, trust, confidence. He's not angry at anyone. He's set it aside so that he is neutral, at least, towards people that it would have developed a negative vibration in. He does have to have some humility, in a way, a little bit of patience, and then with it comes an abundance of success, okay? Mm-hmm. So all these things will come to him. However, here's a sticker. Here's a sticker. If there is a negative emotion running underground, then you're going to see this person not reaching their goal. So all you need is like resentment toward one person to pull your vibration down away from that 250 level of consciousness. That's only at about a 50. So just look at the math, guys. Just do the math. You want to live at 250 because you have lots of plans and you want to be successful. You know you can do it. It's been done by others, maybe, and you say, well, it could happen to me. But if you've got negative things rolling around inside, they're canceling out mm-hmm. the positive. So what we're doing here is taking a very logical, mathematical, and scientific approach to actually dealing with those things that are ruining your chances for success.
Interesting. That is so fascinating. So you could actually see on paper
yes.
what is going on with your emotions. That's brilliant.
Isn't it? Because they're there, right?
Mm-hmm.
And people who don't want to look at them, who don't want to go there, who don't want to even acknowledge them, okay, they are hindered by, most of the time, pride. Look at pride. It's on line 7. And it only has a superscript of 175. Dr. Hawkins' whole premise about consciousness is that until a person is vibrating at a consciousness level of 200, if they are below 200, they are in a negative, deteriorating state of consciousness. Mankind, up until the late 1980s, all of mankind, this is from his calibrations and from his book, Truth Versus Falsehood, he calibrated back in history the total mean average of all humans on Earth. And it wasn't until in the late 1980s that the human consciousness finally stepped over the 200 line. Think about it. Middle Ages, yes. Absolute cruelty, you know, torturing people, all that stuff. All of that belongs way, 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 way down there. And that's why we needed to have I don't want to use the word avatar, but that's what they really, truly were, as avatars in the true sense. Today, that's become a computer game. Okay, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about people who are actually living as enlightened beings at 1,000 on the consciousness scale. And Dr. Hawkins mentions 4 historical beings, and I'll just mention 2 here. One is Buddha Shakyamuni, and the other was Jesus Christ. Had they not appeared on Earth when they did, mankind would have imploded because of the very, very low mentality and consciousness that was there. So I'll just give a couple of statistics because I like facts, okay? Maybe not all women do, but I really do. They help me a lot. So here's what Dr. Hawkins said. He said, one person who is vibrating at 300 out of 1,000, one person who's living on line, between lines 4 and 5, counterbalances 90,000 people who are below that poverty, emotional poverty line. One person counterbalances or helps 90,000 people. One person at 500 superscript That's love and reason and reason, freedom and impartiality. One person living at the 500 helps 750,000 people. Wow. One person at 600, which is the superscript of peace on line one, one person helps 10 million people. And the one who can attain the superscript of 1,000 counterbalances all the negativity of all mankind. Jules, that is my goal. That is what I am aiming for. There are some people who are satisfied, and it's just wonderful that they are. They're satisfied with, you know, success on a material plane. There's nothing wrong with that. But there are others of us who have had many previous lifetimes, and we've come here now for a specific purpose, and it includes helping more and more of mankind. You think of someone like Oprah. How many millions of people has she helped and influenced? But how many of us are going to get our own TV show or, you know, a TV network? You don't have to. You just have to work on your own self, your own consciousness. Set a goal of love, which is on line three. So that's what I did. You wondered, how did I get this wisdom where I am today? I didn't always have this kind of wisdom, but I set as my goal for myself to love, and then I set it higher. I wanted to have unconditional love. Oh boy, when you get there, then those people from the past may actually show up. But because my intention, my determination is to have unconditional love, I was confronted with, what am I going to do? This literally happened, okay? Someone who had slandered me, it was about 15 years ago or before I got to the unconditional love part, someone who had seriously slandered me publicly more than once calls me up and says, I'm in Victoria. I was just wondering if you'd like to meet for coffee. I had just made this determination of unconditional love. So I had, there I was confronted. Here he is. What am I going to do? I said, okay, I'll meet you for coffee. So, of course, I went through all kinds of mental gymnastics. But finally, I realized, no, it's more important to me to love unconditionally than it is to get some retribution from this person. So I thought, now how can I express love, which is not a romantic love, but I'm talking about a spiritual unconditional love. And that is just to meet him and ask him questions about himself. Everybody likes to talk about themselves. So I did. I went, I met him for coffee at this little, really quaint little cafe in Victoria, James Bay area. I met him and I simply asked him questions. So, how are your children? So, how is this? How's that going? Oh, what's new in your life? The whole time. And I knew he loved talking about himself, so no problem. The whole And you know what? He felt wonderful. I felt wonderful. When I went home from that meeting, I was like, yahoo! I did it! I did it! I did it! I actually expressed unconditional love to someone who had hurt me extremely 15 years earlier.
No, that's a great story. It's a great story. There, I guess you're talking about the courage to go forward.
Oh, yes. 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 That's what we all need, to go forward. But you know what? If we're satisfied where we are, if we like our story, if we want to be stuck, you know, if we feel cheated, if we like fear and worry, if we've created a persona around that, then I say, you know, stay there if you like it.
Yeah.
Duh.
Yeah, I mean, it's called free choice.
Free
you
choice.
Can choose, you can choose to be happy or you can choose to be miserable. The choices
are yours. So maybe
absolutely.
Someone thinks they want coaching, but what they want is somebody new to listen. Well, then I'm not the one to call, okay? Because I'm like, Dr. Phil, I just tell it like it is. Oh, you like that story? Then what did you come for? Because I'm not going to listen to this story over and over again. I want to help you get beyond it. I want to help you thrive instead of just, you know, muddling in the mud puddle here.
Right.
So, you know, I've set my intention so strongly. Here's something that your listeners can take right away from this, okay? I used to attract coaching clients that I found very difficult to work with until I realized that the reason they were so difficult was they were indecisive. They found it impossible to make a decision without consulting other people. And then they would change their mind about it based on how other people were, you know, responding. So finally one day, you know, I was thinking about Esther Hicks and Abraham. God, I love them. I just love them. They were my kindergarten teachers, if you will. They really helped me get started. But she would always say, or Abraham would always say, you know, you can't exclude the negative. But I figured out a way to do it. Okay? So you have to be very clear on what you do want and use the only word. So I started putting out there to the universe, I only want clients who are ripe and ready and decisive. I only want to attract clients who are really ready to run with this. I only want clients. Do you see what I'm doing when I say only?
Mm-hmm.
We call that the only word. it's not very creative, but it works because I write it all in capitals. I only. That means that's all I want. I don't want the other kind because they're wasting my time.
You know what I found? That for me, every client that I have, I mean, is a true blessing because since they are a reflection of my thoughts, and that my perception, it's like with every client, I'm able to see a bit of me, and it brings me more clarity of myself. So even the most difficult, and yesterday I had an extremely
hard,
but I saw myself, and I saw my resistance in her. And boy, it was the blessing that I needed for yesterday. So it's, to me, I just learned so much from every client. It's just like on the show, you know, every guest that I have, I learn so much. It just expands me a little bit more, you know. It's just, wow, every guest that comes on gives me more information that I am attracting that I need to know. So it's brilliant. I mean, especially with this emotional stuff that you're bringing to the forefront today, it's just really amazing to me how the universe works when you can in fact see everything and not understand it, but then it becomes clear that it was directly for your benefit.
Don't worry, the universe has its way of confronting me.
I always love to have the clients that you're saying, you know, that get it, and it's just, wow, you know, that's wonderful. And then when the universe delivers me a person that's like, oh, man. It's like, okay, sit back and learn something. Keep an open mind. And my goodness, it's amazing what I can find out about me.
Well, this is wonderful, Jules, because what you're doing is demonstrating that each one of us has a different style, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I trained as a registered nurse, so I'm going to liken my style is similar to being an emergency room nurse. Okay.
Yeah.
I can see that.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I excel in the emergency room. Okay. So, and I also know this about myself. I only want short-term clients. So I have several colleagues who are, you know, they prefer long-term clients. Okay. So I'll work with somebody while they're in the emergency room, and then I'll send them to one of my colleagues who's in there for the longer haul. Because for me, it's what brings me the most joy.
That is so true.
And what I'm really good at. So I'm really good at getting in there and getting right down to the crux of the issue so that that person can be set free. And then someone else can do the ongoing coaching with them. Okay.
Right.
So in our coach training program, what we do is help people understand how they work best. Duh.
Yeah.
I'm an ER coach. I'm an emergency room coach. I'm the one you want when you're in, when there's big trouble going on.
Yeah.
Then I'm the one that you want because I'm not afraid of any life or death situations. I can get right in there. And God has just granted me such intuition and many, many gifts, like of dreams, clairvoyance, clairauditory, like, and I turn on all the different attributes that I have. And so sometimes people only need one or two sessions with me and they can see the crux and then they can continue to change a situation that they thought was hopeless.
Wow.
That's what I love doing.
I love it. So tell people where they can go to get personal one-on-one coaching emergency style from you.
Emergency coaching. CoachingWithRebecca.com.
Great.
Okay. Simple. That, it's all out there.
Good. Now, people, if they want to actually learn how to be a coach, should attend your Law of Attraction Training Center.com.
Yes. Or people who simply want to apply it more deeply and thoroughly can take our practitioner, our certified practitioner program. So I'll explain the difference. The coach trainer program is 9 modules, and the practitioner program is the first 5. So in the first 5, you are learning and applying more understanding of the law of attraction to your own life. Okay, so if someone's happy in their job and they're not looking to become a coach or an instructor, then they can just take the practitioner program. And we have a Mother's Day sale on right now, which for your listeners, well, for everybody who hears this, I'm willing to extend it one more week. Okay, so instead of $1,000 for the practitioner program, first 5 modules, it's $497. And anyone listening to this recording who wants to take it can just email me, Rebecca at coachingwithrebecca.com. Email me and I'll honor this price on the practitioner program, okay? And then you can upgrade if you want later to the coach trainer part of the program. So they both share modules 1 and 5. Modules 1 and 5 are on sale right now. And once you've purchased that, we have a special price for our students who want to upgrade, okay? It's very affordable. Why? Because I get more joy out of seeing people coming through our program. They describe to us the changes that are taking place while they're in the program. That's what brings me joy. It's not the cha-ching part.
Yeah.
You know, that has to happen. I mean, I still have expenses, but my real joy comes from seeing people get it and proceed. Like the ones that I'm interviewing right now on LOA Certified Radio Show, fantastic. Just listen to them. And it's a good demonstration of how to use these 2 tools that are so powerful. They can change anybody's life.
Wow, that is really good. Just to remind everybody, you can hear LOA Certified every day at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And you can hear it on LOA Radio Network homepage, our 24/7 broadcast, or you can go directly to Rebecca Hansen's show page and click on her picture and just listen and browse the archives and just listen to all of her tremendous shows. Yeah. You're going to get so much information.
Jules, I can't tell you what an angel you are to me because because you came along at the perfect right time. I had just gone through a lot of stress with an elderly parent. I was just feeling like, oh, I need something fresh. I needed a new breeze. And all of a sudden in my email, here's an email from LOA Radio. Would you like to participate in our store? I'm like, here, open the window. The wind is blowing. So here came Jules. And we hadn't spoken or been close to each other for years, but it was perfectly timed.
It really was.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I'm glad the universe is still at work out there.
Yeah, because here she is, a very popular show on Law of Attraction Radio Network, and I really feel that we are totally blessed to have you there.
Thank you, Jules.
Well, Rebecca, thank you so much for taking the time and joining us today. I know my listening audience loved it. And if you like more information, go to LawOfAttractionTrainingCenter.com and you can contact her directly.
Yes. Thank you, Jules.
Thank you, Rebecca, and we'll talk to you real soon. And to all my wonderful listeners, have a fabulous week. Don't forget to mull over our brand new cruise on October 4th. And remember the iLiving app and the millionaire mindset. In the meantime, have a great week. I'll be back next week with another great show of Law of Attraction Talk Radio. Bye-bye for now.
Thank you so much for joining us. We'll be back next week with another great show from Law of Attraction Talk Radio. If you'd like to comment on tonight's show, send an email to Jules@LOARadionetwork.com and have a great week.